The American Cancer Society wants to know more about what causes cancer, how genes, the environment, and lifestyle make cells go rogue. To do this, the organization wants to follow 300,000 people across the U.S. for up to 30 years. One of the recruitment sites was at the state capitol, where Emily Reynolds had her waist measured, filled out an extensive health history, and gave a blood sample.
We've got four tubes to draw today.
Okay.
Good veins. If you can make a fist here, please, and hold right here.
At age 30, Reynolds just makes the lower age limit for the study, which accepts participants up to 65.
You know, I don't know when and if they'll find a cure for cancer, but the reason that I really liked this study is because they're looking at prevention and looking at how to prevent people from getting cancer in the first place.
The American Cancer Society did its first long-term population study in the 1950s. That was followed up by one in the 70s. That's also when former President Richard Nixon increased government research with the National Cancer Act, described in the popular press as the War on Cancer. Since that time, Michelle Moreau of the American Cancer Society says lifestyles have changed.
People are more sedentary. They spend a lot more time in front of their computers, their smartphones. There's just different types of environmental things going on now.
Officials at the American Cancer Society say they've learned quite a bit from past long-term studies. One of the most notable is the link between smoking and cancer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.